My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is a Patriots Monday on a tie Tuesday, and we will get to talk with Jerod Mayo about the collaborative decision to start Jacoby Brissett over Drake May when he joins us at around 8:20 this morning, and then Ty Law at 9. Before we get to They Said It, my lead this morning. And you may want to leave the room for this one, Queen. So I, like all of you, up until this morning, could not wait for the start of the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
We are a couple sleeps away from Thursday night, 61 hours plus a little bit to be exact, and the NFL season is back. We all wait for it. As soon as the Super Bowl is over, we immediately start to wait for it. There is, unfortunately for me, one person and one person only.
Oh, Ken?
Not Ken Lear.
Oh.
One person who is going to ruin the NFL season for me. And I realized it this morning when I heard Patrick Mahomes over the weekend discussing a play that you may see the Chiefs run on Thursday night, which apparently is a play that was designed for them by Taylor Swift.
Okay. Yep. I wonder who's getting the ball.
I have had it up to here. I've had it up to my double chins.
Oh, stop. You look great.
With hearing about her effect on the NFL, I am done with hearing about her. If I have to hear her name again, I am going to take a tailgate shish kebab skewer and stick it in my eye directly. Here is Patrick Mahomes on the Taylor Swift play.
I think it's been cool to see the girls and the women that have really embraced watching football. And I know being a girl dad, how cool it is for me. Yeah. I mean, to see like these little girls, these daughters, and how much they're loving and spending time with their dad watching football. And then meeting Taylor and realize how genuine and cool she is. She's really interested in football, and she asks a lot of great questions. She's already drawing up plays, so we might have to put one in.
Okay.
Does anybody believe this nonsense?
No.
She's drawing plays up. All I hear is she's a billionaire. She's the busiest woman in the world.
Yeah. Right.
She's drawing plays up, and
all
they
right,
might
Kayla.
Put one in yeah. on Thursday night.
Greg. She's relating to her boyfriend,
okay.
and some call that love.
Okay.
Or Taylor Swift just knows ball.
Yep. Also
okay.
true.
Okay.
And everybody was Taylor? Like, this girl's never watched a football game in her life. Well, here you go.
I mean, enough of this.
You think she's a big fan of the Wham block?
Can we please? I get it. It's nice. She got some people to watch football who apparently weren't watching before. I don't know who they were because every single human being in the gen pop of the world loves football. So, great. These people are watching, and they're waiting for a play that she designed.
Travis is getting it.
And stop lying to us. Like, we're not that dumb. We're not that naive. She didn't design a play that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to use on opening night in the NFL. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's the thing.
Greg, you've seen Andy Reid run a ring around the Rosie in the huddle. I think Taylor Swift could draw something up, and he'd use it.
I don't think Andy Reid has run in a very long time.
All right. Well,
I believe it.
Yep.
Are you ready for T-Swift jet sweep or whatever it is?
Yeah. It's going to be Travis.
I thought you were going to go, are you ready for it?
It's called the T-Swift private jet sweep. Yeah. Okay? That's what it's called. All right.
It's called You Go Green, I'm Going to Fly a PJ.
Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. And there's a lot to get through this morning, Shine. Where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, I think we begin with Aaron Rodgers. He was asked, you know, how far he thinks this Jets team can go. How good can they be? Well, Aaron Rodgers went on a bit of a soliloquy, and here is part of that.
I think the feeling is that everybody knows in training camp there's 32 teams playing, but there's not 32 teams that could win the championship. But in the end, it's usually the best teams that are there, and there's usually, you know, 6 to 12, 8 to 12 of those teams. And whether you want to admit it or not, in camp, everybody kind of knows in the back of their mind whether or not they're one of those 8 to 12 teams. We are one of those 8 to 12 teams. Everybody knows it. Our defense is going to be a top 10 defense for sure. Offensively, we have the ability and the talent to be a top 10 offense. You know, so we're going to be there come December playing for a spot in the playoffs. And then once we get in, we'll be playing for a spot in that that final two. So I love our chances. Know it's going to be a successful season for us. Obviously, we're praying for some good health, but we have the talent and ability to be one of the last two teams standing.
Okay.
He ain't lying. They got talent, man.
He heard all of the, you know, anonymous polls that came out saying that they are in shambles, and he decided to make a big claim. Okay. I'm with Curtis. I think Curtis was spot on with this one.
He ain't lying. Their D is legit. They could be, he said top 10, right? They could be a legit top 3 defense. I mean, they got one of the best corners in the league in Sauce Gardner. Their defensive line is legit.
They need Hassan Reddick to show up.
Anchored by Quinn and Williams. They're legit offensively.
How you many years?
Breece Hall.
You think they could be top 3?
Defense? Yes. Their D is legit, man. I mean, just looking at their defense, they're going to cause some problems.
Curtis, what were you saying?
Look at how many times Aaron Rodgers lost to an inferior playoff team.
I ain't said they'd get to the Super Bowl.
Rex Grossman and Aaron Rodgers have won the same amount of NFC championships. One. The guy with that skill set on those Packers teams has been to a single Super Bowl. And because of Tom Brady, we all think everybody hits 40 and they find the fountain of youth. Aaron Rodgers is going to play like a 40-year-old.
But here's the difference, though. Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion, the only two that have proven that they can take teams that their defenses aren't great, throw them on their shoulders, and carry them. When Aaron Rodgers was in Green Bay, his defenses weren't great. But he wasn't the type of quarterback, even though he's a great quarterback, to throw the team on his back and carry his team throughout the postseason. So if you can put him with a legit defense and you then say, okay, you don't have to carry the football team.
But can you see them or anybody beating the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game?
I think a lot of people could see – A couple of my boys, my boy Danny's picking Baltimore. I think there are people out there that think this is Baltimore.
Shine loves Baltimore.
I do. I absolutely do. I can't deny the Lamar doesn't win in the playoffs things. The numbers are what the numbers are, but at the same time, I absolutely love that team. I think that team is loaded.
I'm not betting against Mahomes until he loses. I mean, he's in that Brady world of, like, I'm not betting against them, but I think you look at Baltimore is a team where people will pick to come out of the AFC. There might be some people that pick the Jets.
If it's Jets, Chiefs, AFC Championship, I'm going to go to Greece for a month.
Well, you were just there.
I know. It was so lovely.
was weird. You were wearing a wig, the guy said.
It's a toupee. Thank you very much.
That's it.
Baklava for everyone.
It'll be interesting.
I mean, back to the division. It's them or Buffalo, as far as I'm concerned. I don't.
People be sleeping on Josh Allen right now. Everybody thinks he's overrated. No. He is like the clear-cut number two quarterback in football, and I think he's going to show everybody why.
And don't sleep on Miami. I think the AFC East could be the best division in the NFL.
And that's one thing that was the underrated elixir or the secret sauce for the Patriots for two decades, the fact that the division sucked.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult to really have a dominant season when you're playing the Bills and the Dolphins four times.
Texter says Miami, Rhode Island Texter says Miami is the best team in the division by far.
Well, but couldn't you say?
Well, it says Tua and the Dolphins beat the Jets 30-0 without Tyreek Hill.
But people could make the argument that Miami could be the best team, that the Jets could be the best team, that Buffalo. When you start to look at the other divisions in the NFL, the AFC East, in my opinion, hands down, you can make an argument for all three of those teams.
All three make the playoffs.
I think there's one team in. Yeah, that's a good point. I think when you look at some of those other divisions, maybe there's a. In the AFC North, right? It's really Baltimore. Maybe Cincinnati. I don't think anybody's going to say Cleveland or. Why am I drawing a blank? Who else? Oh, Pittsburgh.
And in the AFC West, it's literally just the Chiefs.
Right.
Maybe the Chargers if you believe in Jim Harbaugh.
In the South, it's what? The Colts and the Texans? So. And that's why I said for New England, you asked this question, and Curtis, you weren't here, but Andy Hart brought this up. There's a chance the Pats might not win a game.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, look at their schedule. I think they will because the last team that didn't win a game was, what, the Detroit Lions when they...
Correct.
But their schedule's tough, and there's going to be some...
Can you imagine?
I can't. This is what is this, 92 all over again? What, they win one game in 92 before they got Bledsoe?
Yeah, it was the year Dale called the games. They went 1-15.
All right. We should take a quick break and then continue with They Said It, if you don't mind, Shai.
That sounds great, Greg. Okay. I love that plan.
All right, because we have a lot to get to when it comes to what was said over this long Labor Day weekend. The end of summer is upon us.
Fall is here, baby.
Oh, it's your season.
It is.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is. This morning, waking up, I was like, ooh, chilly.
Did you get a pumpkin latte?
Yeah, I bought myself like a little utility jacket over the weekend.
Oh,
can't wait for it to arrive.
That's so exciting.
Utility jacket? What is it, like a Swiss Army knife?
Those are hot. Right now.
A bond jacket?
Yeah, right. Or a chore jacket. There's three different
It's weird. She bought it with
Kick me in the nuts.
the chest portion of the fabric cut out.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's weird.
The new me.
Greg, can I sound like you for a second?
Yes.
When did we put Halloween candy in stores in August?
That's a great question.
Love that.
And also, when did every single item that is available for purchase at any kind of store have something pumpkin in it? Like, I saw pumpkin M&Ms this morning.
Oh.
That's
I don't know if I'd like that.
Hard pass.
No, thank you, right?
Yeah, they are trying to push the pumpkin on everything.
Yeah. It's Curtis is right.
I mean, we have two whole months before Halloween.
Yes.
They started early now.
They come quick. It comes quick, though.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue with They Said It after Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The show is full of winners in college football this morning. Number one, Georgia Bulldogs. They took down Clemson easy, 34-3 on Saturday. Did you watch, Wiggs?
I was up. I kind of like just watched on the phone as far as the updates and everything. For Georgia, it's really going to be about Carson Beck, their quarterback. At halftime, it was, 6-0 they were up. If he plays well, Georgia's always going to be right there in the mix. So.
They're so good, Wiggy.
Yeah, he's
got to be good.
Kirby knows how to recruit down there.
He sure knows.
BC, if you want to take a page out of Kirby Smart's book, lower your standards. Lower them.
Well, BC went to Tallahassee to take down FSU last night. 28-13 was the final there. A crazy story.
Do you two Eagles want to answer the naysayers and the critics who say that you two are way too excited about a win over a bad football team.
All I'll say is it must suck being miserable because I'm sorry. Give us something. Give us something. Florida State came in here, Wiggy said it, number 10, ranked number 10. The fact that they went to Tallahassee, and if you've never been to Tallahassee, if you've never watched an FSU football game on their home field, they're not turf, it's grass, then you do not understand how loud that place gets and how crazy those fans
tough
are.
Tough environment to win a football game.
Tough.
And not to mention, after Florida State lost to Georgia Tech, I said to Ken, no shot now, because that was the Florida State season.
Right.
I mean, 17-point underdogs, I'm sorry. The Bill O'Brien era is off and running, and I will not be told to not be excited.
And the thing about this game, for all you Eagles fans out there, and people say, if you look at the Georgia Tech-Florida State game, you know, it was close the whole game. BC dominated from beginning to end in every aspect. Yep. And Florida State didn't stand a chance in this game. So
I wasn't nervous at all from start to finish. They just came out looking so good. And the best part about this, you look at this team, they haven't had a confidence boost like this in forever.
Yeah, that's good for them.
But moving forward for them, they know they can beat a team like FSU. They're going to look... Oh, I'm so excited.
There you go.
So, crazy story for the 49ers. Rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is out of the hospital after being shot in the chest during an attempted robbery Saturday afternoon. Pearsall's mom said on Sunday in a social media post that the bullet exited out her son's back, missed vital organs, adding that he is extremely lucky. The Patriots announced their captains, David Andrews, Juwan Bentley, Jacoby Brissett, Dietrich Wise, Jabril Peppers, and Joe Cardona will be your captains when the Pats take on the Bengals on Sunday. The Red Sox dropped one to the Mets 4-1 yesterday. Brian Baio went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Curtis, what's the magic number for the Sox?
Pi.
Okay.
What happened to them? After the trade deadline, you know, people were, there was a little excitement in the air for the moves that they made, whether they were, you know, mid-level moves or not, but.
Who's Thursday this week? Do we have Sam?
We had Sam in your absence, I think it's Craig Breslow with us on Thursday.
This team is, it looks like they giving up.
Yeah. That is what's trending. Here is Curtis back and better than ever with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's sunny in Chestnut Hill and it's sunny in Boston. 54 degrees, sunny skies, gorgeous fall afternoon day, highs in the mid-70s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime, I'm warning you. I told you I did not want to hear another word or another song from that person in advance of Thursday's game. But tune in during the second half, and we're going to run Taylor Swift, all Taylor Swift plays in the second half of the game.
Does the Taylor Swift play begin with a lot of optimism and end with a diss track?
Well, it'll probably end in a Super Bowl. Everything she touches is gold.
She's back, though.
Yeah, she
Football
is.
Season's back. Opening night in KC. Think she shows up. She's got no tours or nothing.
Yeah, nope. No, well, not for a bit. So she'll be there for the opening, for
sure.
We're
going to see her a lot during football
season. I did send Shime 2 song requests yesterday.
For
September themes.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
She may have messed up the first one, but we figured it out.
We did.
This is Courtney's season.
It is.
Fall. Yeah. She loves fall.
I think you'll like the two songs that I gave him. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Fall.
It's fall.
No, if one's
I don't hate it. I just love summer, and summer is so short. That's what Wiggy and I are on. We're simpatico on this.
Can we make September part of the summer? I know the weather, it gets a little bit cooler.
Not really, though.
Yeah, I agree with you.
This is a good take by you.
Right. Is there a way that we could say, okay,
summer doesn't end until till October 1st.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And then you get mentally, you have an extra month of it.
Yes, because you say, oh, okay, I'm touching into the summer sometime in mid-May. Late May, you're like, all right, I'm almost there. And then if you can get the whole month of September as summertime.
Well, the last day of summer is September 22nd.
Yeah, that's true.
So
it does go pretty close.
All right. I didn't know that.
617 text for you, Queen. October is the best month temperature-wise. Courtney's right. Yep. Long sleeves, no humidity, no swass.
No bugs.
I work outside. Fall is the best season, hands down. So there are some who agree with you, not me.
All right.
We got to continue with They Said It. Quick update on the show today. We will be joined next hour by Gerard Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots. It's a Patriots Monday on a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law at 9, so can't wait to get Ty's thoughts on this season. But certainly, Gerard Mayo, who has said a lot since the decision to start Jacoby Brissett, but we'll be able to delve into that with him. And into the captains who will wear the C on their jersey for the first time when it comes to the New England Patriots. A little something a little different than it was the last couple of decades around here, Curtis.
How do I ask the question of...
And there's, I think everybody on the team is a captain. Is that correct?
That is correct.
53 guys?
Yep.
Yeah, 53 captains.
And hopefully they'll get more than 4 wins. Those captainless shirts got them last year.
What's the best way to go about asking the question of... Maybe him wanting to start Drake May, but him being overruled?
I mean, I would
ask him maybe kind of answering. I feel like if you just ask that.
I would say you have always been, you've said to us a lot of times, if we're confused, then I want to clear everything up.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the decision on the week one starter, was that yours and yours alone?
Okay.
Are you the one who makes the final decision? I think we can get into all of that with him. And we'll get into that when he joins us at about 8:20 or 8:30 on this morning show. All right, back to They Said It, though, because we were rudely interrupted. Where do you want to continue here?
Well, let's continue in the NFL here, Greg. We talked about it briefly at the beginning of the show, but there is going to be a game played in Brazil Friday night. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers will be playing in Brazil, which isn't necessarily the safest place in the world at this moment.
Is it safer than San Francisco?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it might be, unfortunately.
It may. This is what Darius Slay, the cornerback for the Eagles, said about playing in Brazil.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why do y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because, hey, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5-hour flight. So I don't have no intentions on doing nothing. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything. But they said, man, it's going to be pretty crazy down there. You know, police said they're going to be, you know, try to be the best they could possibly be with the top flight security.
I don't trust nothing down there if I was him. I would not want to go because, you know, you got to worry about them setting you up, people who work there. You can't trust the police down there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, and you know, we all know about Brazilian women, beautiful women. Oh. Next thing you know, some random rookie who's single is getting set up.
Well, that's on him. If he's talking, if he's there for a sport and he's trying to bang a woman.
No, but he might be there like a couple. They might go down a couple days before he's a single.
You can blame the you know, if people are trying to set them up.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing, like to steal from them. But if he's going to willingly have sex with a woman.
No, I'm not saying sex.
Because the Brazilian woman.
No, she's the lure to get him and he like loses a kidney.
Yeah, but why do you think.
She's the bait.
How do you think he bit?
Yeah, huh? Like an illegal body part.
He's a single guy who's down there for a couple days before his game. They're probably going to be all over the hotel, and the bait is going to be to set him up. We're not even talking about sex. The setup. Yeah, you got to be careful. The women down there, they might try to set him up.
A lot of black market organ harvesting going on in Brazil.
I don't know. It might be, Greg. I'm just trying to go down the path Wiggy was leading us.
I mean, you never know. I mean, the we know about, you know, just all the things that trafficking human. Imagine trafficking a professional.
It's a trap.
I mean, I bet you they go for a high price on the market. Okay. Be careful. I'm serious. I heard like...
Black market organs are a big thing.
I've never been to Brazil. They say it's a beautiful place, but the reason why I would never go is because of that. Yeah. I'm scared of the crime down there.
Okay. Well, you're not alone, obviously. All right, what's next, Sean?
One of the popular topics on this program has been NIL in the NCAA and in college football in particular. Well, on game day, Nick Saban talked about the NIL, and his comments kind of went viral.
I just want to say, you guys keep talking about a $20 million roster.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the right guys, you'll be out of luck.
That's life, baby. That's life.
Congratulations. You just broke the internet.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
Yes.
I don't know if it was worthy of that reaction. I think Ryan Leaf might be right that McAfee is bombed on all these broadcasts, but I like him.
Yeah. Oh, he makes it so fun. Did you see Texas A&M and Notre Dame, the kid who kicked the field goal?
Yeah.
And he upped it because he missed the first one. He's like, all right, how about $50,000? And he made it on that. It was so cool.
But I like Nick Saban because he has like that Bill Belichick type of like really behind the scenes of like great coaches. When you talk about NILs, right? I want to know, all right, what was it like at Alabama? You guys were dominant for so yeah. How much money did you have to put out? Like, although, and it seems like he talks about it same way we heard from Bill, where he talked about the agents and the taxes. I think those type of coaches give so much great insight, and it seems like he's willing to go down that road and talk about some of those things.
You know what I thought about with Pat McAfee and all these things? Remember last year before Army Navy, and he told Robert Kraft what he was going to have to do about Bill Belichick, that everybody then speculated that he knew that they were going to be parting ways.
Yeah.
I wonder if he and Belichick were buddies before that, because they were talking about, they had dinner. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's where he got it, was from Bill. Because it seems like they're pretty close now. Saban's in the circle of trust. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it was just he had heard from Bill Belichick that he wasn't coming back, and he threw that at Robert Kraft right there on game day.
Although, I don't know how close McAfee and Saban are, if you saw that video when they were in the commercial break or whatever, and McAfee was dancing, and Nick Saban had that look of disgust on his face.
He looked like he had a bad clam.
He was like, what am I doing here?
Right next to McAfee's ripping his shirt off and doing backflips into the water.
He's got a wrestling belt on. It's kind of wild.
And I love Lee Corso, but I think it's time... for them to say, Lee, you know.
Hang it up.
Thank you.
Wiggy. That's sacrilege.
No, I know, Wiggy's
but he's
so right.
So, like, he's just like.
He's so cute, though.
But he's like, you could tell he's like so old. He's like, he's in the Biden world. It's like, how do you know if he can really, he can't hold the heads no more. It's falling apart. People are holding on to him. They're walking him upstairs. It's like, come on.
Yeah,
he's an American college football.
But when do you say like, hey, listen, we know you are. Uh-huh. You've done an amazing job for so many years.
Yeah,
but you know, he's just
it's time.
Old. Yeah, he's definitely not. I mean, he's like I said, he's done it for a long time.
And this is jinx potential, and I hope he lives to be 200.
Oh yeah, this is a Greg Hill jinx all day long. I forgot about that.
Also, this video of Pat McAfee dancing that we just talked about with Saban this was planned.
You think it was planned?
100%. Yeah. They were like, okay, Pat, you do a little dance move. Nick, look at him in disgust.
Yeah. So really, you think it's time to say goodbye?
I thought last year was time.
I thought 5 years ago. I mean, I love the guy. Yeah. He's a staple. He's had a remarkable career. Seems like a genuinely good dude, but...
Yeah, he's just like, I mean, I won't go back as much as 5 years for Curtis, but I would like, he just like, he can't hold the heads no more. He can't put them on. And then they're asking him like to try to like pick games and everything.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he's.
Well, you know, the end is near. If you get to the set and they tell you to stand up and you make a little bit of noise and then you hear this.
Are you going to die?
still get asked that?
Yep.
How many times this weekend?
Not too many this weekend.
You were in good health.
I was spry and active.
Were you chastised for not sitting on the jacket instead of Bullet getting bit by the yellow jacket?
Oh, yeah. I should have taken the stings.
Yeah.
For Bullet.
You should have.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
Next, let's go to an active college coach here. Mike Gundy spoke following the game. He was asked about the new headsets in the helmets and if he can actually hear anything going on. And this is what Gundy had to say.
I can't. They won't let me hear it. If anybody's a good IT guy, we'll get the guy from Michigan down here and let him hook me up. Even though he didn't do it. What was that song in, what was that song? You should know. Yeah, the song, it was kind of a partial rap in the shower. It caught me. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Shaq.
What was it?
Yeah. It wasn't me.
Shaq. That's right. It wasn't me. I know that was you. It wasn't me.
Have you guys seen The Untold?
I was just going to ask. I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
I liked it. I thought it was very good. He's a part of it. His whole family's a part of it. It's fascinating. So Connor Stallions was the guy that was caught wearing other teams' apparel on opponent sidelines, and he was hired by Michigan to help them get other signals taken from other sidelines. He has this huge Google page database of like every recruit, every sign, everything. I mean, it was unbelievably intricate.
I watched arguably the worst film in the history of cinema over the weekend.
Oh, no.
It was with Jennifer Lopez. Is she a good actress?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
In Hustlers.
She's hit or miss.
Huh? What
is
movie?
Hustlers?
Hustlers. I don't think I've ever
heard
of
that. Yeah, I've seen that. That's like this stripper movie where they were all dancers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
not,
hit or miss.
She's not a good... Hit or miss?
Yeah.
This one, she was a teacher and she was getting divorced and she had an affair with the kid who lived next door and he turned into a...
Dawson's Creek?
No.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yes. This is one from... this is... several years ago.
Yeah, he turned... Yes. Lizzie and I watched it randomly Saturday night. It stinks. My God, it's the worst film I've ever seen in my life. And I just saw Instigators.
How bad was that?
That's the second worst film in the history. Is she in Geely also or no?
That was Ben, I think.
That was just Ben?
Yeah. I don't know.
But she's the wedding planner. She's really good.
No.
Monster.
You're talking about...
She's good.
No, she's not a good actress.
Yeah.
No.
You're talking about the
Selena.
Boy next door?
What is it called?
The Boy Next Door?
Yes, The Boy Next Door.
Yeah, I seen that.
You saw it?
Yeah. It's kind of what, yeah.
Horrid. All right, anything else, Shy?
Oh, yeah, one more quick one for you. Brian Kelly might be on the injury report this week after his press conference following the LSU loss. Here was Brian Kelly, and you can hear in the background exactly what he did to the table that he was sitting at.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things. About not finishing when you have an opponent in a position to put them away. But what we're doing on the sideline is feeling like the game's over. And I'm so angry about it that I got to do something about it. I'm not doing a good enough job as a coach. And I got to coach him better because it's unacceptable for us not to have found a way to win this football game. It's ridiculous.
What a fraud that guy is. I was so wrong. Marcus Freeman is a much better coach at Notre Dame than Brian Kelly was. I thought that was going to be a step down. Brian Kelly, it all began with that awful Louisiana fake accent at the basketball game. He sucks.
It was a good game, though, the Notre Dame LSU.
But don't you think Freeman, I mean, I think he's legit.
Yeah, he
did Brian Kelly get like a $70 million deal or
$11
something?
$11 million a year.
Yeah,
$11 million a year, right?
Which in Baton Rouge is like a billion.
Right.
It's like $100 million or something crazy, and then he gets a jet and all other stuff. But, no, that was a good game. But Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman is definitely in the position where, hey, there's very high expectations for Notre Dame this season, so better make it happen.
Well, that is they said it. Mm-hmm. A quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. We are going to get to Courtney and today's news next. And then next hour, Gerard Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots, joining us at around 8:20.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, it would, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this... in this economy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked?
It's primary day here in Massachusetts. The offices on the ballot are U.S. Senator, U.S. Representative, Governor's Counselor, State Senator, State Rep, Register of Deeds, Clerk of Courts, and County Commissioner. More than 750,000 voters are expected to come out and rock the vote, if you will.
Okay.
Polling hours are 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So, right. Reminder, go vote.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Rock the vote.
It all is right. Kind of annoying around these times where, like, every celebrity is telling you to go vote. And yes. It's like, yeah, we know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We know.
My favorite was that Colin Kaepernick had never actually voted, and yet he was this like this beacon of democracy. Anyway.
Demonstrators of support for Karen Reed took place all over the place yesterday. Karen showed up to at least one of the groups to thank her supporters. She went to Dedham to a very large gathering
supporters. My whole way back from the Cape. They were on all of the highway overpasses.
Yeah, they're saying that they popped up in more than 40 Massachusetts towns.
Wow.
Popped up in Florida and even in Spain.
In Spain?
Yeah.
Really? They were watching the trial of the century in Spain, I guess.
Well, and you have to imagine that the Sandra Birchmore of it all has piqued people's interest
sure.
even more.
Yeah.
But we could hear what Karen had to say to her supporters in Dedham.
You're brave and you would have protested the Vietnam War and ended it. This is the modern equivalent to that. So just thank you all.
Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's the same as protests
what?
That may have
That's
ended
what...
a war.
She but... said that?
Yes.
What in the hell?
Yeah. Just,
I mean,
you know.
Okay. I probably got a little carried away with the excitement over the event. And but, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah,
quite
he's up selecta.
Let's back off that.
Maybe not quite the same kind of thing.
For her?
It's probably more like a change.org on an ice cream novelty that has gone away or something like that.
I would say it's people boycotting the arrival of Halloween candy before September.
What's next? She's going to go, I feel like I'm the Rosa Parks of...
This is just like Selma.
Right.
Moving on to an irrational fear and from things that I've talked about on this show. For me and for, I'm sure, the people that are stuck up in space right now, it's a terror. Because the Boeing Starliner, which departed for its inaugural flight on June 5th, and was only scheduled to spend a week docked at the space station, but due to mechanical issues has been up there 4 months.
Yeah.
The astronauts up there have reported hearing strange pinging noise.
Uh-oh.
This is no way. Like, no thank you.
Uh-uh.
Get me, if I were them, I would be like, get me off of this thing now.
This is a scary movie.
So it's made by Boeing.
Yep.
They can't get back because of the Boeing capsule. They're worried that that's not going to work.
Boeing is now saying maybe that they'll be able to get them back by Friday. Like, they'll be able to depart Friday.
But they start to hear strange pinging noises, like when your furnace is about to go out?
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, no thank you.
No.
Right.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing? I listened to Joe Rogan episode 2194 with this guy, whose last name I can't pronounce, who worked within the CIA for many years. If you listen to that and don't think that we are surrounded by extraterrestrial behavior, I don't know what to tell you. It was the most... We have 4K high-resolution video of a massive oil rig in the middle of the ocean being passed by something the size of a city block going 400 miles an hour.
Really?
Where's this footage? I haven't seen this.
It's owned by the government. They don't just they don't send it out to people. This guy watched it, among many other things. Do you know that only... I think 30% of the ocean has actually been seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's less than that. Yeah. I think it's only 10%.
10%. 90% hasn't been seen. Yeah. I'm sorry. They're around us.
Yeah. Well, you know what a lot of people say, Curtis, about the ocean.
What's that?
Yeah.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
Courtney's undefeated.
Probably aliens.
Yeah. But, NASA is saying that it's radio feedback, so nothing to be worried about.
Okay.
I don't believe that for a second. We do have audio of the noise.
There's a strange noise coming through the speaker, and I didn't know if you could connect into the Starliner and let me keep mic and let you hear. I don't know what's making it, but
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, NASA.
I thought we were going to hear the WEEI afternoon show.
NASA has yet to be honest in any of these cases.
Right.
I mean, they were. Curtis, what's the documentary that you recommended on the shuttle mission?
Oh, gosh.
Challenger?
I think it was the Challenger. There's a one that's coming out this weekend about Apollo 13. But, yes, I believe it's the Challenger disaster.
But they knew that trying to get the Challenger back in here was going to be a giant issue, and they told nobody.
So you think it's more along those lines? They know that these people are never coming home?
I don't know. The thing is pinging like it threw a rod or something.
Right. Everybody knew that everybody on that, I think it was the Columbia, was going to pass, and yet they didn't allow the families to say goodbye, knowing that they were never going to be able to see them again.
Well, if it is an alien, maybe it's like Superman, an alien. He can fly him back down.
No, I don't think it's an alien. Well, that's making the
Curtis
noise.
Said maybe
no,
aliens.
No, he was just suggesting.
You never know.
Yeah. That's where my mind went.
Oh, it did?
Aliens? Yeah.
No, he wasn't saying that it was an alien making the noise.
See them aliens.
He was just saying we don't know a lot about space.
We don't know anything. I feel like everything that we do know, we don't let other people find out about it, which is so absurd. The government works for us. Why do they get to withhold, like, the JFK stuff? Everybody that was a part of JFK that would be damaged by the news has long since deceased. Why shouldn't we know exactly what happened? But Trump and Biden and Bush and Obama, none of them release it.
Yeah. But President Trump said that there were people who told him he was going to release it. And then they said, you're going to do incredible damage to the country if you release what actually happened.
Do you think that Donald Trump really cares about that?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a guy that would love to be. He runs on the platform of being the everyman, but when it came to that, he never stood up for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, they're going to try to see if they can get him back Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news, including the dumbest of the day with Courtney next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.